First Thessalonians 1. We'll get to it here in a second. When I got in God's Word, the first fellowship I went to, I heard God's Word, taught by Dr. Werwell Live. He taught the Gospel of John, chapter 9, about the man who was born blind from his birth, you know. And I understood it. I was one of these people who wasn't raised a Roman Catholic. I had to be a Roman Catholic for 2 years so I could play for a basketball team, but that was another story. But I went to a lot of different churches, and I never understood the word. And so I heard a man teach God's word, and I understood it. It was amazing. And then, at the end of the teaching, he made it available for people to get prayed for. And the person that was sitting next to me was so high. I'm from California, the land of high. And so he was jacked on acid or mescaline or something. And he went up to get prayed for. And I'm going, oh, man, this is not good, man. And he came back straight as an arrow, healed. And then the biggest thing I saw, maybe, I don't know, they're all the same, was love. And I had no idea what it was. I'd never seen. I saw love. People loved me. They didn't know me. I wanted to close today in a tender way with compassion and love. You know, it's not how much you know in the Word of God, nor your tremendous teaching techniques or smiling at the people or giving incidents at the perfect time. It's what stems forth through one's heart that will communicate the right way. You can fool people by motivational techniques and things like that. But man, if it doesn't have heart, if it doesn't have love, you can junk it. As far as I'm concerned, I want no part of it. Once I saw the love of God manifested toward me, it was something I craved because I didn't have it growing up. My parents didn't hug me. They never said they loved me. I knew they did, you know, in their own way, and I'm not bitter at all. But I never had that. You know, I had a brother that, you know, if I could take you to 2926 Lincoln Avenue in Alameda, there were literal holes in the walls from the fist fights that we had and the amount of times that he threw me into the wall. So I wasn't raised, you know, that. I was raised to fight and to be angry. And when I saw that love of God, and I heard that word of God, and I saw that power of God, nobody had to witness to me. Because Joe read that great poem last night, Sermons We See. I pray that the sermons that we've seen this weekend, not only have we been blessed to hear the word, but that we've seen in the hallways, in, you know, the lunchroom, or on the grounds, or at the hotel. I pray that that was as loud or louder than the words that were spoken, even in the word. I pray for both. But what good is it? You don't have love. I watched thousands and thousands and thousands of people walk away from God. But I'm watching many, many people walk back to God. And I pray that the example has been good. I loved your teaching, Diane. Those five things got me. because they're writing those records. Teach, pray, touch. I'm not done. I can remember. Jeez, for God's sake. Have some compassion. Now I forgot them all. No. Okay. Teach, love, forgive, pray, and touch. Something that our culture, really most predominantly in this section of the country, does not do very well is touch. There's a hardness that's built. And that was one of the things that turned me on to God's word. Touch can do two things. It can either heal or help somebody or hurt them. But we need that touch. Physical touch. Did you just love people? You know, it's a good thing. Get in on the love hug. I'm not being sarcastic. So I pray that this weekend, I wanted this weekend to end in a very, very tender, loving way. We don't need to rah-rah sis boom-bah all the time. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm a very wild person, so I get excited about stuff. And I'm glad because that's who I am. That's how I am. But man, oh man, what a wonderful morning in God's word. Compassion and then Camellia sharing it. Maybe some of it was funny, but to me it was, man, just great. 1 Thessalonians 1, we'll close in this. It says, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be unto you and peace. And before we can ever get to that peace, we need that grace, boy. From God our Father, and boy, we need peace. You know, some of you perhaps have got caught up in the political agendas of this world. You're stupid. There's a devil, and he's the cause for all that's bad. There's a God. He's the cause for all that's good. Don't ever expect there to be somebody to rule in a wonderful, godly way, ever. Because the God of this world is the adversary. So get off of that. It's too much wasted space in your brain. It's devilish. It robs you of peace. It robs you of love. It robs you of compassion. It robs you of grace. It robs you of forgiveness. It robs you of healing. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to what? If your minds are in and focused on our president, you're a fool. And I suggest you change that. I see Facebook battles. Believers. One who loves Donald Trump, one who hates Donald Trump. And they'll fight. What is the profit? So that you can make your point? I'd like to say, make my point, love never faileth. How's that? His compassions, they fail not. Love casts out fear. That's my political agenda. God's word is God's will. It's still the greatest secret. Don't get caught up on second-rate causes. Back to the tenderness. Man, I just get sick and tired of it. And some of you go on your high horse about what you think you know. Well, I know that the Bible is revealed word and will of God. So what you know, I don't know. I don't even care, actually. You like the Yankees, you like the Mets. If you like the Mets like me, you're stupid. So, I'm stupid. Okay, made your point, great. Fine. Grace, peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all. Remember what I said about that? Whenever you remember a believer, don't think, well, he doesn't think politically like I do. Pray for them. Remembering, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. What a wonderful thing to do for somebody. When you think of Donald Trump, pray for him. When you think of whoever you like or whoever's on your mind, pray for him. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith. That'd be a good thing to remember. How people believe. And labor of love, as Jossie shared so wonderfully. Sometimes it's not easy, but it's always profitable. And patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. Knowing, brethren, beloved, how's this for an election? It was unanimous. You don't have to check the ballot boxes. It wasn't a hoax. We're born again because God elected us. He selected us. He chose us. For our gospel, good news, glad tidings, the mystery, they didn't come into you word only, but also in power. Boy, like I said, that first fellowship I went to, that stood out to me, power. You know, Cameron spoke in tongues last night. That's supernatural power being manifested. No greater or no worse than somebody getting healed of cancer. That's supernatural power, man. It's a manifestation. And Dean and Albert walked. Cameron walked, and they spoke in tongues, man. Something. And in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were, we became among you for your sake. Jossie shared this too. It's not always convenient to walk within the framework of what God wants, because maybe we want something else at that moment. It could even be, you know, a meal, or it could be, you know, you just want to breathe for 10 minutes. Sometimes I just want to breathe for 10 minutes. But sometimes that's not the right thing. I've got to pay attention to something else because of the love of God and because of what God wants. And when I decide that I want to do what God wants, that supersedes my own selfish senses. That's terrific, Jossie. You did a great job. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, you see. Why wouldn't you want to follow something that are people that are loving, that walk with God, that share his word, that walk in power? I mean, you want to walk? I want to walk with people like that. That's who I want to be. That's why I want to be around you. I want to be around you. Well, they became followers of us and of the Lord. Before you can follow the Lord, you got to follow somebody. Some people just love to complain about everything. They complain about everything. When you're complaining about everything, how can you be thankful? You can't. You're too busy bitching and moaning. Stop bitching and moaning. Be thankful. You're still alive. Probably ate breakfast maybe once. Became followers of us and the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, just like Jossie said, but with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that you were examples, tupos, that Joe so wonderfully shared, made an imprint. And boy, you pay attention to what he shared on that. I didn't know it. I just asked him to share on example. He really hit kindness, didn't he? Be kind. That's not always convenient either. You're in a bad mood. I don't want to be kind, damn it. You were examples to all that believe in Macedonia, in Achaia. For from you sounded out, echo, 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 echo. Echoed, sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place that your believing to God were to spread abroad so that they didn't even need to say anything. I remember when Jimmy and Chrissy and Maddie, they're here, and Lily and who was the other one? Lisa. We sent them out to Idaho to help move the word out there. And they were out there for like, I don't really remember, but maybe 3 or 4 months. You know, I did my best to teach them on stuff on maybe what they could do to help move the word out there, and they wanted to go. And of course, Chrissy, her and Jimmy get to do stuff no one's allowed to do. And I'll tell them, no, you cannot go. No, you cannot do this. No, and they're like cockroaches. They just weasel their way in all the time. And I'm so thankful for that. But so they went out there and they're speaking the word, and I went out to see how they were doing, you know. And before I went out, I had like 3 or 4, I hate to admit it now, I've grown so much since then, but I had 3 or 4 reproof teachings because I was sure they were missing this. They're great, right? I'm praying for them. And what am I praying for? That they're missing things? I don't know. I'm all screwed up. I need help. So I get out there. And I think it was the first night I was there. We walked down the city. There's like 3 blocks. But we walked down the main drag of Boise, in Boise, Idaho. And I'm not kidding. We couldn't walk 10 feet where everyone in that town knew them. I needed not speak any other thing. The impression that they made on the younger folks when Paige was in high school and others was that blow. So I kind of understand this. They didn't even need to say anything. They were so blessed with their believing, their love. They were so blessed with their patience of hope that they didn't need to speak. In a matter of fact, this is what I shared with you guys when I went out there, this chapter, because I didn't have to say anything else. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. So we learned this weekend, and I love the teachings because they are all simple, and they are all things we've all heard 10,897 times. But that's okay. Once we learn the lesson, we won't need to teach on that anymore. So we learned a little bit about prayer and how effective prayer is. You know, it's something that people don't necessarily recognize you. So maybe it's something that we don't put enough emphasis on, but nothing gets done without it. Prepare with prayer if you say you care. I love before we came, Bob had mentioned that we'd been working on this for a month or whatever it is. And, you know, when finally we get the list of everybody coming, we get those lists out to people so that we can be on it in prayer. The fellow laborers, they teamed up on, you know, it takes like 10 days to pray for 400 people, you know. So we teamed up and it had people praying for you every day, every single day, prayer, prayer, prayer. And if nothing got done except a lousy tin table up here and enough seats to seat everybody, it would be all worth it if the love of God was present. So, prayer. And then, our attitude towards receiving God's word. You got as much out of this weekend as you were eager and meek and free from your haughty self-sufficiency to hear. You know, I came, really, I wanted to hear the teachings. I really wanted to hear the teachings. And so, great teaching on prayer, a great teaching on our attitude towards God's word, a great teaching on example, great teaching on speaking God's word, you know, and operating the manifestations, and then compassion and love. What a beautiful blend of sharings. What a beautiful blend of people that shared. And what a beautiful blend of people to share with. I'm so thankful for your lives. I really, truly am so grateful for you. God does a lot if you pray. He does a lot. And I'm very, very thankful for your lives. I love you. Thank you, Father, for your love and kindness and your grace. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Father, for it to sound out amongst all those that have a hunger and desire to know you, and that, Father, that we can believe and that we can walk in love, and, Father, that we can be examples and that we can speak your word, Father, and that we can be compassionate, that we can wear other people's shoes to the best of our abilities so that we can help in time of need. Thank you for a wonderful trip home, for the health that this weekend provided for us, and for your goodness and your grace and your peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. Bye.